This is the Adam Gold Show.
We're going to hear from the general manager of the Carolina Panthers, Scott Fitterer, in just a second. Did Stetson Bennett win the MVP of the game last night?
I think.
Are you serious?
I don't know. To be honest, I really don't know.
I mean, are they serious?
I mean, they probably are.
I got nothing for that.
Okay.
I got nothing for that. Like, the people who were in the building who have a vote couldn't come up with anybody better than Stetson Bennett?
This is why this is my biggest beef when it comes to sports media people and being part of it.
Right.
We just focus too much when it comes to football. Just look at the quarterback.
Just call it the winning team's quarterback award.
Yeah.
The winning team's quarterback award. As we slam that, let's focus on what Scott Fitterer said about the Panthers quarterback.
The losing team quarterback.
Shall we? All right, let's get to this. This was yesterday. Scott Fitterer met the media. And we start with we all know it's over for Cam Newton, right? Let's get Scott Fitterer's comments on the future of Cam and the Panthers.
I had a good talk with Cam this morning. And what we're going to do is we're going to sit back, kind of evaluate the position we need to see about the OC. But the one thing about Cam is, like, I had this view of him from the outside. And to meet him, I've never been more impressed with a player. His leadership and what he did during a really tough time. You know, we're, all over the place at quarterback with the injuries and different things. And, even when it was some of those tough days in the locker room after a loss, Cam brought the energy every day. He showed great leadership. He was positive. Like I told him, I was really impressed with him as a person. So, yes, I think we're open to it. We have to see how it goes, what he's thinking, what we're thinking, how it all fits together. And we'll come up with a plan. But, yes, we are open to it.
I will be stunned if Cam Newton is on the team next year. Absolutely stunned if he is there. Look, I wish that it had ended better for Cam here. He deserved for it to end better here. I'm not saying he deserved to start over Sam Darnold. They have to look at what Darnold is going forward. And Scott Fitterer talked about Darnold.
I think Sam's still developing. We have to help him. You know, everybody looks at the quarterback position just as the individual. There's so many other factors that go into it. The receivers, the offensive line. He had a lot of leakage. He had a lot of pressure in his face, and it's tough to play the position if no matter who you are, if there's pressure in your face. So we need to give him we need to help him in that situation. He's still developing. He's still a young quarterback. He's been through several offensive coordinators. To answer that, I don't know if he's there yet. He's going to be. I think we're going to work with him to get there, but we're open to the idea of him being that.
By the way, did he say leakage? There's leakage?
Yes. That was a word.
Do we need Tony Siragusa to help us with the leakage problem? Really? Did he say leakage? Do these people not know what they're saying? Anyway, still developing. He's 4 years in the league. We kind of know that on his best day, Sam has trouble with making decisions. On his best day. He's got decision-making issues. I don't know. I think Sam's probably a backup. There's a lot of things you need to hear that happened yesterday on Mint Street in Charlotte at Bank of America Stadium with regards to the Panthers. We have already heard some from Scott Fitterer. If we have some time, we'll get more. But let's go to Mint Street and the Wall of Sound.
The Wall of Sound is a function of this studio. There's no doubt about it.
All right, let's listen to the head coach, Matt Rhule. Then we'll talk about Christian McCaffrey. Something you have to hear, by the way. Christian McCaffrey goes deep dive I think it was referring to the head coach in this. But anyway, Matt Rhule, head coach, manager of quarterbacks. Oh, gosh. Was asked about Sam Darnold and going forward.
I think we recognize that we have to improve the overall quarterback play here. Okay, so I'll start there. Right, You know, we've started four quarterbacks in 2 years. That's not a recipe for success. If you look at the teams in the playoffs, they have consistency at quarterback. That being said, I do think Sam's a young quarterback. And I thought yesterday, like that last interception, I can't put on him. I'll just make sure I say that. Like, that's just, you know, Robbie didn't practice all week. You know, that's a special play and just was a little too thin. But I thought Sam did play one of his best games. So whether he's the future or not, like he's got a lot to prove. You know what I mean? This is a big offseason for him. It'll be a big season for him. But I can't look much further beyond that. To me, it's just my evaluation of him right now. I think obviously he's had some good moments this year. He's had some, he's had some tough moments this year. He's got to protect the football better. Still a really young player. So I think Scott and I, Sean Ryan, I think we have to really put a lot of thought into where exactly we are, with Sam.
Sounded to me like Matt Rhule almost was caught off guard by the question. I'm just saying.
Yeah.
Like, you got to go into that knowing that you are going to get questions about Sam Darnold. It just seems like, yeah, I don't really know what to say. But we got to stop saying he's young. He's young chronological age. But he has essentially been the starting quarterback for 4 years already. I mean, 4 years in as a starter, you pretty much know who the guy is. Granted, he's never had a great offensive line, but he wouldn't be the first quarterback that didn't have a great offensive line that still showed, enough improvement to go, all right, he's the guy. We got it. Like, you either know by now, and I submit that they do know, or you're not good at your job. Well, never mind. All right. We know what the number one priority has to be, right? It's the guys in front of the quarterback.
I think we have to build the backbone of our team. I don't think we can win without having a dominant, front seven offensive, line performance. I think we've done some investment in it. Obviously, we've invested more in defense than on the offensive line. And that investment is some of the same guys that are here. I don't want to throw them under the bus. It's them coming back and improving. It's the tight ends in the run game. I just think, till we can control the line of scrimmage, it'll be hard to win, And so, we've had a couple games get away from us. We've also had some one-score games, in one-score games, games where we had the lead, the ability to run the football, protect the quarterback, I think is important. So, obviously, we made a long-term investment in Timo last year. We drafted Brady. He's gotten some games down, at the end of the season. I think that, offensively, we talked about the quarterback, just kind of solidifying quarterback and solidifying, the offensive line are our priorities. We have some really good skill players. We have to be able to win up front.
Did it not know that last year? Brady Christensen to me is still, the jury's still out on whether or not he's a starter in the NFL.
Yeah.
Moten, okay, fine. He's your franchise right tackle. I still can't believe they franchise tagged a right tackle, but that's another story altogether. They need so much help on the offensive line. I actually think Tommy Tremble can be a good, he can be a good tight end. He's certainly not going to be the pass receiver. I mean, I guess anything is possible. He could continue to develop. He's okay. He was their best pass catching tight end this year.
Yeah.
I mean, Ian Thomas is nothing.
They never said traded Dan Arnold.
Well, I mean, there's an argument to be made that that was a bad trade.
Yeah.
But I understand at the time they felt like they really needed another cornerback. But C.J. Henderson hadn't been good.
No.
Right? He just hadn't been good. But I think Tommy Tremble could be, let's just say, your second tight end who is a better blocker than the other guy.
Yeah.
But right now, if you're looking at an offensive line being six players deep with your tight end, a blocking tight end, and your five other players on the offensive line, I think you could say that the Panthers have two of those spots taken care of. And again, Moten is Moten. It's okay. And I think all the other spots are up for grabs. Now, maybe one or two of the players that they have will continue to develop and become legitimate NFL, top half of the league starters. Maybe. But, man, they got to do so much better on the offense. It's been bad. It's not like it's just been okay. It's been terrible. Mm-hmm. And, I mean, Matt Rhule recognizes it right there, right?
Lots of leakage.
Yes.
According to Scott Fitterer.
Scott Fitterer said leakage. All right. To Christian McCaffrey, because we're running out of time because I've rambled. All right. There have been... Let's just use this because this is about the head coach. He's asked about Matt Rhule as a head coach. And here's Christian McCaffrey. Music fans will love this. McCaffrey on his head coach.
You know, one thing I've learned is, you know, there's an AC/DC song. It's a long way to the top, you know, if you want to rock and roll. You know, I mean, you're going to have to get, you know, sleep in some bad motels. You're going to be driving a bad van, and, you know, you might have some tomatoes thrown at you. You'll be playing in front of 15, 16 people at a bar, half of them booing you, you know, but you need a collective team. You need a drummer, a bassist. You need everybody to buy in. And so, you know, all the stuff in the air about this guy or that guy, you know, I'm going to keep saying the same thing to you guys. It's all about, you know, from me being in the role that I am, about getting myself and everyone else on the team to execute, you know. And at the end of the day, it's about football. It's about what happens on Sunday. How can we execute better, you know, and it hasn't been good enough.
That's beautiful.
They need to play this anytime he scores a touchdown.
I mean, it's just beautiful. I had so many Bull Durham moments when Nuke is coming up with, parallels to, might have even been AC/DC songs, right? In Bull Durham? I think. I don't know. Man, it's just too funny. Way to go, Christian McCaffrey. We got more from the, I guess, exit meetings.